Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, we continue our coverage of the opioid crisis in Nevada with Dr. Rika Danko, Chief Medical Officer for Northern Nevada Hopes, and Dr. Brett Fry of Emergency Medicine Physicians. For the whole show on the all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group Customer Care Team brings you effective risk management training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology, like this electronic eye, that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You ask, are we busy? Here's United Construction, 700,000 square feet of distribution. This is SJS Development. They're grading for their new facility. This is eBay's new data center under construction. TRI offers 30,000 acres of industrial property. It's ready to build, and there's room for you. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We're building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our coverage of the opioid crisis across the country, but especially here in the Silver State. We're joined by Dr. Rika Danko, Chief Medical Officer for Northern Nevada Hopes, and Dr. Brett Fry with Emergency Medicine Physicians. Pleasure to have you both on the program. Pleasure to have you here. Tell us, first of all, just briefly what Hopes is.
Hopes is a community health center here in Reno offering care, comprehensive integrated care for any kind of patient in the community. We accept everybody. We also offer medical treatments as well as behavioral health and wraparound services, case management, social work, and we have an on-site pharmacy as well.
And what kind of problems have you seen so far with this ongoing opioid crisis in the state?
Well, this is definitely an opioid crisis in the state, but also nationally. This is quite an epidemic right now. We're seeing lots of patients who have addiction to opioids as well as pain problems, acute and chronic pain issues. We're working together as a community to try to wrap around and find resources for everybody.
You know, when people usually use the word epidemic, mm-hmm. it's usually something like a virus that sweeps through the community. This is a virus that's sweeping through the community, but it's not one that's based on like a Zika virus or something like that. One of the problems is that there's a lack of education for people understanding the depth of the medicines that they're taking mm-hmm. and what it could lead to. What's your thoughts on that?
Absolutely. I think going back to how physicians practice and going back to the evidence-based guidelines in the early 2000s, 2001, the focus was treatment of pain. The focus was get everybody out of pain. And the metrics in the hospitals and even in the outpatient settings were to control pain. Now,
which is not a bad thing.
Right. Absolutely. But now, at that time, it was not recognized that opioid medications can lead to addiction problems and dependence. Now, the spectrum has gone the other side. And now we are faced with a problem where many patients do have dependence and addiction to opioid medications. And we're now receiving new guidelines to restrict use or to help patients to wean off of those medications.
Let me, I want, you're going to be here for the whole show, so I'm going to flip around here quite
sure.
a bit. In the emergency room, you know, you're seeing the result of this crisis. And it's such a bizarre thing because obviously doctors want to do everything they can to alleviate pain in their patients, for patients that are willing. There are some people that just don't want to take pain medication, period,
right.
and they suffer on through. That's one thing. But for most normal people, if they're in pain, they want to have some way to relieve the pain. Was there no understanding when these opioid medicines first came out that they were pretty much the same as heroin?
Well, it's interesting you ask that. When I was first going to medical school in the mid-90s, the mantra and the narrative was you have to be more aggressive with pain management. So we were indoctrinated into a culture of treating pain and suffering and being empathetic to our patient population. And I still, you know, am proud to say that we continue to do that as mm-hmm. as a medical community. I think the medical community has really come together on this particular issue recently regarding understanding it a whole lot more than we did before, I should say. I see a lot of acute pain in the emergency department, and that needs treatment. Acute fracture care, people with visceral pain such as a surgical condition. These are people that truly need pain management in real time.
And who was pushing, you know, the fight towards this pain management? Was it the medical industry as a whole? Was it the pharmacy industry because they had new products to be able to put out there? I mean, where was this push coming from?
You
know, and I'm not in any way intimating that was a bad thing. I mean, obviously, as we said earlier, pain management is something that's very necessary for a lot of people.
The origin of this is just so multifaceted.
We got plenty of time.
Back in the mid-90s, in order to become accredited as a hospital, the accrediting body, JACO, would come through your facility and dissect basically how well you're providing care. And one of the things they began to say is, you know, nationally, hospitals were not providing appropriate pain management. And so they began to push pain as the fifth vital sign, and began pushing programs to understand people's pain, not just based on vital signs or outward behavior, but on people's, you know, own perception and conveyance to the provider of what that perception of their pain is.
And is it still on a scale of like 1 to 10?
It sure is. For the kids, we use, you know, frown faces or smiley faces, but for, you know, the adult, for the older kids in the adult population, we still use a 1 to 10 pain scale.
And what would be the pain scale where you would go from, say, an Advil to something stronger? I mean, what's the range of treatment like that?
Well, so that's a very subjective thing. Some people will say their pain is 8 out of 10, and you give them 3 Motrins, and they say, wow, I feel a lot better. And they're satisfied with the degree at which their pain was impacted. Other people would say, you know, that, hey, that's not enough for me. I need something stronger. And we have to decide with each patient encounter whether or not giving something stronger is an appropriate thing to do.
You know, it's interesting. Captain Ray Alcorn, who was a former base commander of Fallon, had a heart attack. And on the way to the hospital, they were asking him what his pain level was. And he was saying 1-2, 1-2. And from seeing what was actually going on with him, people couldn't understand why he was only saying 1 and 2 when it should have been much higher. He had been a prisoner of war in Vietnam, had been tortured. For him, that rate was 1 or 2. Mm-hmm. So obviously, it's very different in different kinds of people. Let's take a break. More on this topic when we come back.
Nevada Newsmakers coverage of the opioid crisis in Nevada is brought to you by the Retail Association of Nevada. To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductor's Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. What is Switch? The answer? They represent the most dynamic growth industry in the United States today. Data storage, the information of the world. Here they're building the first of many 1 million square foot facilities. It's in their new campus. It's for eBay. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue to discuss the opioid crisis in the Silver State with Dr. Brett Fry and Dr. Rika Danko. You know, this is so convoluted, this topic, because it comes from seemingly a good place, which is pain management, mm-hmm. to this horrible addiction that people are just not aware of. And, you know, do you think that enough information is being given to patients at the time, say, of discharge, to let them know that this pain medication should be taken for as short a time as possible, and these are the problems that are going to occur if you go beyond that? And there's a great temptation to go beyond that mm-hmm. because it makes you feel so good by comparison. Address that if you would.
Sure. Do I think enough information is given during discharge? I think that providers and prescribers do their best to give information to the patients regarding the treatment plan. Is there a need or a necessity for more information and education to patients? That would be wonderful. In an ideal setting, we would have peer education, continuing medical educations for physicians and prescribers, as well as additional information for the patients taking these medications to make sure that every participant is well informed.
All right, but you know, obviously with the crisis that we have going on, mm-hmm. we're in a situation where you're essentially, and I'm not talking to you personally, but, mm-hmm. You know, doctors are handing people a stick of dynamite mm-hmm. and it isn't lit, but the potential for it to be lit is growing stronger and stronger as we see mm-hmm. this crisis spread across the country.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So don't you think we should be doing more?
Yes, I do think that now with the new CDC recommendations that just were released in March of 2016, we have a step-by-step guideline on how to evaluate patients and also helping us in educating patients on these medications and the potential harmful effects of these medications. We also have quite a push now nationally to develop treatment programs for addiction and for patients with substance use disorder. And with more development and more availability of detox programs and maintenance programs, we'll be able to help these patients as well.
I guess the same question to you. Are we doing enough? Because I think one of the problems is, and you probably experience the same thing when you go to your doctors, is you go to the doctor, you may have been smart enough to make a list of questions that you want to ask. You're in a setting that's very uncomfortable, and suddenly you're being told news that is not necessarily good news for you. The minute you walk out the door, you've got 1,000 questions you wish you could have asked, but the doctor's gone, and there's no more opportunity to do that. So, you know, is it not incumbent upon both doctors and pharmacists to give as much information as possible, because this is obviously such a dangerous situation.
You know, we always encourage family to be present for discharge instructions as well, because multiple studies have been done on the retention of information when you give discharge instructions, and it's only about 50% if there's only the patient in the room. It goes up quite a bit because everybody remembers a little something the doctor said. I think it's important that we always look for ways to improve, especially in a high-tech world, improve the ability to make those discharge instructions more robust than they are now. I think that the medical community does a really good job currently, in the pharmacy community as well, of giving good instructions, but obviously that doesn't obviate the need for people understanding that these are powerful medications. You certainly shouldn't be driving on them. You shouldn't be operating, you know, heavy equipment, machinery on them. You know, these are heavy hitters, and they always have been.
Is one of the concerns that people are just being given too many pills at the original time of discharge, rather than having to come back? And I understand, you know, another thing here, right. There's so many sides to this. Mm-hmm. You know, you guys are overwhelmed. I mean, the medical industry in this state, we don't have enough doctors. We don't have enough of anything in the medical world. So asking to do more is a big question. But, you know, should people get less medication and be forced to come back and justify why they're getting more, just on the basis that we know how dangerous this is for people to get hooked?
I think that's a very complicated question. There's no simple solution. Like you mentioned, this has many facets to the problem.
Please take your time and
sure.
address them.
I think that, medicine doesn't work off of a flow sheet. It's not a simple exchange between a prescriber and a patient to say, well, this is your symptomatology, and now this is your prescription going out the door. It's a complicated interaction, and it requires commitment from both the prescriber as well as from the patient in that interaction. So ultimately, are there too many prescriptions being given? I think that depends on that interaction with the patient, and really education for the prescriber to say, what is the treatment condition here, and what is it that we can do safely through the new guidelines?
You agree?
Well, I've seen this play out in other states, Sam. One of the problems is that when you start coming up with a legislative solution that limits the amount of pills or the amount of days you can give a patient for pain, say a 75-year-old woman comes in after a fall and she has a broken arm, and I send her out with a limited pain prescription because that's what my legislature tells me I have to do, and now 3 days later, she's in terrible amounts of pain, can't get into another physician for a few days, and she's in limbo. And so what does she do? She has to come back somewhere, and usually that's to the emergency department. So we don't want to overwhelm our emergency departments in Northern Nevada because we have poor policy in place.
Right, and I wasn't even suggesting, you know, a legislative solution.
Sure.
And we'll get to this in just a moment. Let's take a break, and we'll come back and talk about the pendulum swinging in the other direction. We'll be right back.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We represent the key component of Governor Sandoval's new Nevada, economic diversification through economic development. National competition demands we must maintain this momentum because newly developing industries require creative solutions. The things you do today will affect our tomorrow. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
People want solar panels, that's great, but why do they expect me to pay for it?
I'm not anti-solar. I just don't want to pay for someone else's solar panels.
I work hard to make ends meet. I cannot afford to pay a higher power bill just so someone else can put solar panels on their roof.
Hundreds of millions of dollars in new subsidies.
Hundreds of millions?
I shouldn't have to pay more for someone else's solar panels.
It's not right. It's not right.
It's not right for me to have to pay more.
Find out more at solarenergyfairness.com. Get instant savings up to $1,200 on Serta mattresses now at Sleep More.
Save up to $400 on Serta iComfort or iComfort Hybrid mattresses.
Plus, save up to $800 on select adjustable bases for a total instant savings of $1,200.
That's up to $1,200 instantly, and you'll pay no interest until January 2022. That's way over 5 years with no interest.
And you'll get it today with free same-day delivery.
Serta Memorial Day instant savings now at Sleep More. Inside more furniture for less.
You wouldn't go to Spraycraft to paint your crafts. So why on earth would you take gold, silver, or rare coins to anyone other than the professionals at Northern Nevada Coin? With stores in Reno, Carson City, and Minden, they pay the most for your unwanted gold jewelry, gold or silver bullion, or collection of rare coins. For great body and paintwork, go to Spraycraft. And for all your rare coin and gold needs, see Northern Nevada Coin.
Mine's white. Mine's candy apple red. Wow.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation on the opioid crisis with Dr. Rika Danko, Chief Medical Officer for Northern Nevada Hopes, and Dr. Brett Fry, who is with Emergency Medicine Physicians. So let's talk about the pendulum swinging the other direction, because this is, you know, one of my big concerns is we always overreact to everything in this country. And so we know we have a crisis on one end, but are you concerned that we're going to have legislation that's going to stop people from getting the medications they need, that you're not going to be allowed to prescribe these things, or there's going to be such a high level warranted to give this kind of pain medication that it's going to make the marijuana rules look stupid?
I am concerned about the legislature overreacting to this. Well, it's a significantly complex problem, and I think we need to step back and understand it in a more complete way before we move forward. I think we already have been doing many things as a community to address this. For instance, the past 4 years, we have had an agreement between all five Northern Nevada hospitals in place to say, hey, when you come to an emergency department, we don't refill scheduled medications such as Xanax or Percocet. We don't give a prescription for chronic pain conditions when you're under the care of another physician. We've had this agreement, and actually, all hospitals came together on this, you know, many years ago, which I think is a testament to how, as a community, we've been trying to address this for the past few years.
When you see the other end of this, which is where people have gone from taking an opioid and then they're buying drugs on the black market, mm-hmm. but they're so expensive they end up on heroin. Mm-hmm. What's the result when they walk in your door?
Well, this is certainly a tragic situation when we have prescription opioids that then lead to conversion to street drugs, because those drugs are not formulated according to a certain standard, and therefore you don't know what you get in those medications. The overdose risk is much higher. So we are constantly campaigning and educating to prevent overdose and allow patients access to naloxone, which is a reversal medication, which will help in a case of an overdose by following the appropriate guidelines by the American Heart Association to assess the patient, call 911. In addition to overdose, we certainly look at dependence and addiction issues at that point, and again, the need to increase those treatment programs, both non-pharmacological modalities for treatment of addiction as well as medication-assisted treatment programs as well.
How often do you see somebody coming into the emergency room who's suffering from a heroin overdose?
It's far less common than alcohol overdoses, I can tell you that. But certainly, I'm thankful that we have really good tools in the emergency department to reverse the effects of those street drugs that are depressants to both blood pressure and your respiratory rate, so they are life-threatening. I think that we have a significant alcohol issue statewide and nationally that really is you know, globally much larger an issue. But with respect to heroin, we see it probably a couple times every week.
Well, we've got about a minute left, but wouldn't you say, though, that with alcohol, it's pretty much a choice of somebody to not stop going down that road. But with the opioids, that they're addicted to those, and they don't have another place to go.
Well, we have some treatment options in the community, and I would put a shout out to the 825 help number that the community has put out as a kind of a resource that can help people understand what their options are if they want to get off prescription narcotics. So please, by all means, if you're out there and you're struggling, please call that number.
And how difficult is it to get off?
It's definitely, addiction involves mental, physical, and emotional pathways, and it's a very complicated issue, and the management is challenging. But with the right resources and the right integrated system, it is possible to be successful in that recovery program.
It's a tough situation, and it doesn't seem like it's getting any better for right now. But thank you both for all you do. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
We'll be right
back.
Thank you.
Nevada Newsmakers coverage of the opioid crisis in Nevada is brought to you by the Retail Association of Nevada. To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Consigned Furniture is celebrating Memorial Day with additional markdowns on every item in the store now through Memorial Day. Consigned Furniture, the easy way to sell, smart way to buy. Sierra Center Parkway next to Target in South Reno.
Baby, you're not going to go driving right now. You've had a drink.
You let go of me.
Give me the keys.
I'm calling the cops. Turn around.
I'm being arrested for
Absolutely.
This?
Put your hands behind your back. Unfortunately, you're arrested for domestic battery.
I'm defense attorney Jesse Coulter. Have you been charged with a ridiculous domestic battery like this one? Besides the stigma and loss of rights, you're facing mandatory jail time. I've saved hundreds of people from outrageous domestic battery charges. It's what I do. What's your freedom worth?
Only at Home Solutions at Ace. The Memorial Day sale featuring Oak Creek solid wood furniture, bedroom sets, bookcases, occasional tables, Murphy beds, and more. American-made solid woods in oak, alder, hickory, and cherry with your choice of assorted stains and hardware. We also take custom orders. Buy select best rocker recliners and get a second one free with 30 colors and 3 leathers to choose from starting at just $5.99. Only at Home Solutions at Ace. The hardware store with an entire furniture center.
Come on, babe. Let's go to school.
Consigned Furniture is celebrating Memorial Day with additional markdowns on every item in the store now through Memorial Day. Consigned Furniture, the easy way to sell, smart way to buy. Sierra Center Parkway next to Target in South Reno.
On our next broadcast, we continue with the opioid crisis in Nevada. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.